You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess there's a new drug out called Molly. Good golly, Miss Molly, nope, nothing good about this one. Apparently a couple people died over the weekend, and there is a big alert out for this Molly drug. We're going to talk about what that is and why. Why are people doing this to themselves? All right, I also want to talk about hair loss, different reasons for hair loss. I know many of us are losing our hair. We think it's just because of the politics. There's more to it, so we need to teach you guys about that. I also want to talk about poor circulation. This has been something that many of you have asked me about, and I'm kind of concerned that it's getting blown off more than it should, because poor circulation in the legs, where else could you have poor circulation? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Warning for you men out there. There are women purchasing positive pregnancy tests on Craigslist so that they could fool their man so that they could hopefully get, I guess, the question popped, right? Apparently, there are women selling positive pregnancy tests on Craigslist. And there's a variety of stories. It's kind of scary stuff as to, don't you want to wash your hands afterwards? Anyway, I guess listings have popped up on Craigslist websites in several major cities. 5 listings were posted on Craigslist Houston on the first and second day of September. In New York, one mommy-to-be said she got the money-making idea after several people asked her to take a test for them. Now a trending topic of discussion on social media is where you can get a positive pregnancy test so you could dupe a partner. And people think that that's okay because if you're going to get a ring out of it, right? And if I, you know, what is going on here when it comes to men deciding to put off the ring? Okay, we need to talk about this for a second here, okay? Okay. So people date, okay? In the olden days, that's all you would do. You would date. You wouldn't have sex, okay? If you wanted to have sex, okay, somebody had to put a finger or a ring on the finger, right? Or they had to get drunk. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not too sure what happened in the olden days. But it's from what I heard, what I read. And so there was, I think, a little bit more of an incentive to get married. Okay, nowadays there's less incentive. There's, as we can see, there's a lot of people now foregoing marriage, just even when it comes to pregnancy. Just living in while the partner is pregnant. Not really a lot of incentive to get married. And so women have had to now come up with extra tricks. And I'm not saying all women, I'm saying certain women. And I guess one such trick is to fool the partner into thinking you're pregnant. It's very easy to fake a miscarriage. You just have to walk out of the bathroom and say, something must have happened at a real bad period. Honey, I think I might have miscarried it. I'm going to go to the doctor. No, don't come with me. Don't. You know, they go and the pregnancy test is negative. Wow, it must have not been alive for a while. I must have been carrying a dead pregnancy. And, you know, oh, don't worry, honey. I mean, you know, when you're in that state, who's going to doubt you? All right. Now, guys don't need this stuff. Okay. I would just panic to think that a marriage was started on somebody duping somebody else into a positive pregnancy test. Now, you know, ladies, this is one of those things where, I mean, I understand we live in a day and age where it's very difficult to say no to sex. Okay? Relationships almost expect, you know, relationships now almost expect sex. If you say, oh, I want to wait till you're married, you're dropped like a hot potato. It happened to me. You know, like something is really, really wrong with you. You know, that's why it's kind of nice to be Mormon or nice to be of a certain religion where they wait. And I got to tell you, the Mormons do it right, don't they? Okay, and no, I think a lot of Mormons, they do. I think they wait till they're married. Okay, the guys can't pressure the girls. Okay, the girls don't always feel pressured. Okay, and then you get married, and they maybe marry a little bit earlier than other people, and then they get to have sex, and it just seems like it's being done right. That's an easier way to go. So then, guys, what do you do if you think you're getting duped? Okay, now, very easy. Okay, one is, oh my gosh, that is so exciting. Let me see it turn. Let's get a video of it. Go get another pregnancy test. Okay, don't pee on it on the video, but I want to see it turn. Let me catch it on the video. Oh, honey, that's, no, that's cool. Don't worry. You'll be dressed. It'll all be done. It takes a while to turn, right? So let me videotape it. That's going to be really, really cool. I am so excited that we're pregnant. Well, no, honey, it's okay. We don't have to. If she doesn't want to let you videotape the little urine pregnancy test turning, that could be a sign. Okay, or, oh, let me go to the doctor with you. I think that's awesome. Let's go to the doctor, and now let's get, I want to know how far along. Let me come with you to the first doctor appointment. This is so exciting. No, I have to go when you're working. I will take off work. We're talking about our baby here. We're going to be starting our lives together. Let me go to the doctor with you. I want to meet the doctor. I want to make sure I like him. Let me go with you. No. That's a red flag, guys. So it's very easy to tell if you're going to get duped. Extremely easy. Because any woman in the right mind, I mean, I really wanted my husband to come with me to the doctor. He never wanted to go to the gynecologist with me. Right? Because he was afraid to be the only man in the waiting room. So he never went. I don't think he went once. The only time he went is when my friend did the ultrasound and when I had to go to the high-risk doctor for the ultrasound. Other than that, I was always by myself. You know, he's a guy. It was just a guy thing. He didn't want to go. So if you offer that you want to be there, okay? I mean, you supposedly got her pregnant. I mean, she can't be shy now, right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Be right back.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Nathan from Phoenix writes, Doctor, OMG, this happened to me. My girlfriend of 2 years said she was pregnant and demanded I pop the question. We got married, and the next month she told me she miscarried. She hasn't wanted to try again. I wasn't ready for the marriage, and we are having difficulties. Is there a test proving evidence of a pregnancy I could ask her doctor to run? Okay, you know what, though? Okay, before we get too carried away, miscarriages do happen. Okay, we really gotta be careful with the story here on the positive pregnancy test being sold on Craigslist, because mind you, miscarriages are very, very common. When I was in medical school, I was taught that only 1/3 of pregnancies make it, meaning there's a two-thirds shot of you having a miscarriage, you having a stillborn, so the odds are against you for a pregnancy actually making it from conception all the way to term. So miscarriages are very common. Okay, so, you know, I mean, assuming she's innocent here, going through a miscarriage extremely emotional. It's heartbreaking because, you know, women will bond right away. Even though many of us are kind of told not to start the bonding, you just do. You know, I mean, instinct comes in. And so when somebody has a miscarriage, you know, them not wanting to start again, you don't want to construe as any malice because, mind you, she miscarried. You know, So there's a chance that she could have really miscarried. And yes, you guys married on the wrong premise and you ended up, you know, maybe jumping the gun too soon and you guys are having marital problems. But let's say she did dupe you. Is there any proof that you could ask for to see if is there a test to run to see if somebody was prior pregnant, kind of like an antibody test? You know how I could tell if somebody's had chicken pox or if somebody has been vaccinated because I could run a blood test to look for antibodies. I don't think there's anything like that out to run a test for prior pregnancy or prior HCG levels, not that I know of. If somebody, let's say, had a pregnancy to term, there would be placental implantation evidence on the inner uterus. So, I mean, there could be that. But, I mean, one of the easiest things you could do if you think you're getting duped, again, I mean, go to the doctor with them. You know, I mean, like for me, with my doctor's visits, my husband is allowed to get any information. Okay, and I want my husband to have the information because if, God forbid, anything happens to me, he needs to be able to have my records. If I don't put that permission on there, nobody's really allowed to touch my records. So my mom can't call the doctor and find out what's going on with me. Although, by the way, I mean, you know, my mom sees my doctors. So my doctors will tell her, your daughter's due. She needs to come in for her pap smear or mammogram. And then, you know, so my mom will kind of already knows everything anyway because she's nosy. But for the most part, with HIPAA, no. Nobody's supposed to know. And I think I probably told them, somewhere down the line, fine. I mean, my gosh, I tell you guys all my medical stuff. So what's the difference between that and my mom? But if, let's say, you are on her HIPAA consent where you are allowed to receive her medical records, then you can look at her medical records. I mean, I wouldn't do that without her permission. But, I mean, if she gave permission and the doctor allows you to see the medical records, then that would probably show the positive blood test. It would probably show, et cetera. You know, that's a way. But in terms of running the test today, 2 years later, to see if there was proof, I don't know of any. And so I apologize. But, you know, look, guys, this is why years ago grandmas and great grandmas, you know, would warn you, be careful out there. Okay? You should never have to marry anybody under duress. But then you gotta be careful. Okay? There's always consequences. If you're gonna be having sex with somebody you're not married to, okay? Maybe one day they're gonna wanna be married. And maybe one day they will get pregnant. I mean, we've been, you know, I remember my brother getting the tox of the birds and the bees, and at the same, I guess in the same breath, when my mom and dad were talking about the birds and the bees, they were saying, you know, look, she could get pregnant on purpose. And my brother didn't understand that, and I didn't understand that. They're like, if she gets pregnant on purpose, you're gonna have to marry her. Alright, so don't do that. And my brother was like 10, and you know, he still thought girls were gooby, and it just didn't make any sense to him. But for those of you out there, you just realize there are, ruses, there are ploys. And selling positive pregnancy tests, so the girl shows you the positive pregnancy test, I already told you how to handle it. Okay? Alright? Tell her to pee on another one, and you want to videotape the turning because you know, it's very easy to say, go look, you know, I want to videotape everything about the baby, even if you don't want me in the labor room. So what we're going to do is when we do a collage at graduation, the pregnancy test turn positive in lightning speed is the way I want this video to start. I've been fantasizing about it for years. So go get another one, pee on it, and we'll videotape it. And it's easy. I can't see any woman say no. I really can't to that. Okay? And if she does say no, that could be odd. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. No, it's an easy test. Look, I gotta protect my listeners too. Okay? Right? And I mean, in the woman's defense, okay, why should she give the milk for free if you're not gonna buy the cow? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm looking at this Diana Nayad, who completed a, what was it, a 103-mile swim. I heard one source say 111 miles, but 103, she is a grandmother. And 64 years old, swam from Cuba to Florida without a shark protector, without, the shark trap around her to protect her. I mean, that is incredible. I guess she did it in 52 hours, 54 minutes, and 18.6 seconds. She was stung by jellyfish. She had seasickness, extreme fatigue. Oh, yeah, no shark cage. That's what you call it, no shark cage. It was her fifth attempt. This woman has some cojones. She said when she finally got to the destination, it was euphoric. Her mouth was completely swollen from a mask she wore to protect her face from deadly jellyfish. I'm looking at her now. Yes, she is swollen. She looks kind of tired. She looks to me a little dehydrated. She said she was sick as a dog. There was a lot of wind. The jellyfish mask made her take in a lot of water. She was vomiting constantly. You didn't have the strength anymore. She was, I guess, singing Neil Young songs to herself. She even counted in French and German and Spanish. Amazing. I mean, I'm sure she peed in the water. That's tough because I think boats follow her the whole time. You know, I could probably go the 53 hours without pooping, but I would probably pee, but I don't think that would stink. You don't want to pee in front of other people, but anyway. Alright, and, so she did it. She's 64 years old. She said she has been attempting it since her 20s. I am proud of her. That's amazing. Of course, I would have her heart checked right now. I'd make sure she gets her electrolytes. If she wants a steak, she could have a steak as far as I'm concerned. She was very dazed. She was very sunburned. She should get an IV. I would definitely put an IV, get some fluids into her. And with the sunburning, she probably lost a lot of fluid. She also lost a lot of protection of her skin for future dehydration. A lot of you out there are complaining about the summer. And even though we're supposed to be coming up on the end of summer, the humidity has really stunk. Anyway, I guess she had also tried back in 1978. Now her last attempt that messed her up is, I guess, she couldn't go because there were storms and, the jellyfish stings left her face completely puffy and swollen. So this time she wore a full body suit, gloves, booties, a mask at night, because jellyfish rise to the surface. And then what she would do is slow down. I mean, it's just crazy. That is amazing. And you see people on kayaks next to her. You know, I wonder what they said to her. Oh, go, you're doing it. I'd be like, shut up. The jellyfish mask is really ugly. It's funny, when you look at her face with the jellyfish mask, I mean, it's an amazing apparatus. But I think it would scare away other fish. See, I would be really worried about sharks. I don't know much about sharks between Florida and Cuba, but luckily it looked like there were people near her on the kayaks, so hopefully they could probably shoot the shark if they saw her. She did take regular breaks to eat smoothies, peanut butter sandwiches, and pasta, but she remained in the water. She was not allowed to touch the side of the boat. Okay, well, you know what? If she ate pasta, I'm sure she pooped. Okay, that's some pretty good stuff. All right, good for her. I am so proud of her. All right, guys, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we talk about diabetes and we talk about certain sugars that you have to avoid, but what about preventing diabetes? Well, they say that when you eat those berries like blueberries, raspberries, etc., you could actually prevent diabetes. I went and bought a whole bunch of those. The blueberries, raspberries, boysenberries, blackberries, these things, according to one study that was done with U.S., Singapore, and British researchers, found that when they looked at 187,000 nurses and professional caregivers, they found that consumption of berries like blueberries, etc., plus grapes, plus apples were associated with a lower risk of type 2 diabetes, but fruit juice consumption associated with higher risk risk. These fruit juices, they just have too much sugar. They say fruit juices lead to more rapid and larger changes in serum blood levels of sugar and insulin than just eating the whole fruit. Okay, now they looked at a variety of fruits, grapes, raisins, peaches, plums, apricots, prunes, bananas, cantaloupe, melon, apples or pears, oranges, grapefruit, strawberries, and blueberries. The fruit juices were apple, orange, grapefruit, and other. You would think grapefruit juice wouldn't be that sugary, right? But apparently grapefruit juice was a culprit as well. So, you know, for those of you that could, you know, now some of you, you juice yourselves. That I'm cool with. If you're not adding extra sugar, like some of you will make your own certain, you'll like juice your vegetables or whatever. I'm cool with that because you're taking the actual vegetable raw and you're watching it happen. It's not being done in some plant where you don't really know if stuff is being added to it, etc. Because most of you guys, when you juice, you basically add your own seasonings. I mean, not much, you add a little bit of sugar, but you aren't putting all the extra byproducts and preservatives and the other type of stuff that they do with our food that's canned and bottled, etc. So I'm cool with that. If you guys want to juice, I'm completely cool with that. But it was just another study out kind of reinforcing how the natural fruit is pretty good for you. I love it. You know, this is interesting. This is a list from Fox News on sun protective foods. These are foods that have been found to protect your skin from damaging rays of the sun. And this is cool because plants produce antioxidants within their own tissue to protect their cells from having the premature destruction from heat, light, air, etc. All right. And, you know, usually when we put on sunscreen, we're hoping the SPF does that. But there's many foods that have these natural agents in them that will help us and prevent our having exposure or damage from UVA and UVB light. So one example they say is colored peppers. They said red, yellow, and orange peppers have the carotenoids. That's what makes them so vibrant. And these antioxidants convert to vitamin A in the body. It helps protect skin cells, inhibiting the destruction of that thin little fat layer that surrounds skin cells, which protects them. Then yellow summer squash, again, very, very bright. That seems to help as well because of the carotenoids. Then ripe red tomatoes, not fried green tomatoes. We're talking ripe red tomatoes. That red color comes from lycopene. It's an antioxidant pigment. The lycopene helps protect the prostate gland, could even help some benign prostatic hyperplasia, according to some studies, enlargement of the prostate. But lycopene actually protects skin cells from exposure to the sun. Now, watermelon has the lycopene, too, with the red color. All right, so watermelon, a great summer fruit. You eat the watermelon, it helps protect the skin. Now, they say green tea. Even though green tea has been known to help cardiovascular function, it does demonstrate some anti-cancer activities, helping support the immune system, detoxifying the body. Some people use it to lose weight. And it has polyphenol catechins, which I guess give credit to their protection against UVA and UVB. My favorite, cocoa. All right. Now, cocoa, they say, is one of the healthiest substances you could put in your mouth after water, containing 712 compounds. Many are antioxidant and sun protective. Why? Because they have the flavanols. Now, the flavanols can protect the heart, can lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, and high blood pressure. That doesn't mean you mix it with milk and turn it into milk chocolate. We're talking cocoa, deep cocoa. All right. And the darker the chocolate, I guess, the better. Blue and purple berries. We were just talking about the berries. So you got the acai, the cranberries, the black currants, the elderberries. They have the anthocyanins. That's what makes the pigment so dark purple. They say these could be possibly the mightiest of all of these fruits because of their protective compounds, could help prevent chronic degenerative diseases, SPF protection, etc. They say, and then, of course, we talked about the prevention of diabetes. Turmeric root, it's yellow. I guess it has curcumin, which has anti-inflammatory activity. Sorry, I don't know much about turmeric. I apologize. It's supposed to aid the immune system, enhance the brain, protect your skin, anti-inflammatory. Then they say finfish. And I thought all fish have fins, but I guess if you think about it, not octopus, not squid. The omega-3 fins, do they have? No. Do they? The omega-3 fatty acids, I guess, in fin fish are obviously extremely helpful. But again, they can also protect from the sun. This whole article from Fox News is talking about foods that could help protect against the sun and damage from the sun. You know, I got to tell you, this is something that is just really, really concerning me. I we are supposed to be being outdoors. We're supposed to be getting fresh air and sunlight. Yet we are so gosh darn scared of skin cancer, I'm scared to death of it, that we don't go out into the sun. Now, there's just no way to study and pinpoint that if you eat your fin fish, right, that have your omega-3s, etc., are you going to not get skin cancer? You know, I mean, we tried to do that little test the other day with the broccoli and the arthritis. Are broccoli eaters less likely to get arthritis? And I just had to leave it up to you guys calling in and telling me, yeah, I'm a heavy broccoli eater and I don't hurt. I mean, there's definitely something, something to this. It's just, how do we study it? So if these types of foods, quote unquote, prevent cancer, I got the hiccups. I mean, I'm sure, yeah, I wish, I could have something that protects the hiccups. Oh, boy, why is this happening to me? I've been getting hiccups more and more. You know what it is? I've lost weight because I've been, dieting, and I guess my body's not used to it. It's probably expecting more girth, and so I'm hiccuping. Anyway, So, I wish there was a way to look at people that have had cancer and then look at their diets. The problem is I think so many melanomas are genetic. I also think so many of it is, I mean, sometimes you could just expose yourself so damn much that there's nothing these foods could do. I'm sorry. Oh, boy, I got the hiccups. But anyway. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. I think we need to talk about hiccup cures in the next segment. Let's do that. We got to talk about hiccup cures. Hopefully I'll be able to cure my hiccups. You know one thing I do to cure hiccups is I drink slow while breathing. You know how you have the epiglottis, and the epiglottis is supposed to flip over from your trachea to your esophagus? One thing I do, and I can't do it until we come on break, break's coming in a minute, guys, sorry about that, is I just drink slow, and I keep drinking slow, and I breathe, kind of forcing that epiglottis to figure out what the hell it needs to do, and then I end up stopping my hiccups, so we'll try that. All right, guys. Woo. Okay. So we're going to talk about hiccup cures. Oh, Lord have mercy. And then I want to talk about these genetically modified superbugs that can hunt down and take out cancer cells. Really cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Sorry.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
Freeze!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hiccups gone. I got rid of my hiccups. It's weird. It's where I just drink something cold, and I just keep drinking and swallowing the cold drink while I breathe. And thank God the hiccups stop. That's, now there's a variety of different things you could do for hiccups. I'm looking at this one list that has 250 cures for hiccups. Okay. And I'm sure many of you have tried these. You try and laugh. You try to swallow air. You try to ventilate. One of you over the break said try to fart real hard. Why does that work? It's the Valsalva. Okay? The Valsalva maneuver is where you kind of bear down. You know when you poop or you try to give birth? Yeah. Okay? And so it sometimes that puts that extra intrathoracic, interabdominal pressure. Now, what is a hiccup? Well, a hiccup is called an SDF. It's a synchronous diaphragmatic flutter, or it's called a singultus, which is a sudden involuntary contraction of the diaphragm. It occurs at the same time as a contraction of your voice box, your larynx, and total closure of the glottis, which blocks air intake. Now, the glottis is kind of the middle part of the larynx where your vocal cords are. And so even though we don't know what happens or why they start, we usually think it starts from distal and then going up proximally. So we think it starts from the stomach and then goes up. Usually hiccups go away, but some of you have hiccups for a very long period of time. I'm concerned. Any of you having hiccups for a long period of time or repeated hiccups, I urge you to get your heart checked because it could be the bottom of the heart stimulating the diaphragm. Bottom of the heart could have been inflamed or having issues with an inferior MI, so I get very nervous about ignored hiccups, okay? But there are some very interesting things. A lot of you will hold your breath for 8 seconds or hold your breath until you and try to force the hiccup to not come up. Just try not to burst yourselves with that. Some of you say here, plug your ears, take a deep breath, swallow 3 to 6 times straight. Lie down, stretch out as far as you can, hold your breath as long as possible, then breathe once quickly for a quick half of a second, then hold your breath again. These are not medical, all right? Here's another one, fart. Here's another one, burp. Somebody says don't swallow. Another one says burp, but a little bit. Some of you say pineapple, stand on your head, talk nonstop for 10 seconds. That's how I started my hiccups. I was just talking for 10 seconds. Chewing gum. I don't think chewing gum works because you're swallowing more air. One says to jump out of a plane. If you're having hiccups, to jump out of a plane. I cannot urge you to do that. Some of you will take a hot bath or a hot shower. That's got to work. Some of you have, I guess, smelled fumes from a lighted candle. Put ice bags on the sides of your throat. I would say no to that because I don't want ice or cold near your jugulars or even the carotid arteries. That could be an issue. Let me see. Cold water. That's what I did. Pinch your nose shut while you drink cold water. Gargle with mouthwash. A variety of hiccup cures. I'd love to hear your hiccup cures. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Eat a Hot Pocket. Really? Eating a Hot Pocket? Is it the heat? Eat a marshmallow. Chew on mint leaves. Drink vinegar. I think mine is easy. All I did was just drink some lemonade. I have some low-calorie lemonade. Of course, Rolaids always works. Pepto-Bismol always works. All right. One of you had said you smoke a cigarette. Do not smoke a cigarette. I know it works, but I cannot tell you to smoke a cigarette. Not good. Not good. Okay. Now, keep in mind, people that drink alcohol will also be more prone to hiccups. So don't just do a shot because that can make it worse. Boy, are hiccups a pain in the butt. You know, my baby, when he was, before he was born, he was a fetus. He would have hiccups that would keep me up all night. How do you get rid of your unborn child's hiccups when they're keeping you? A dill pickle, yes, a dill pickle. Yeah, you can eat a dill pickle, I guess, when you're pregnant. You got a point there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you over the break asked about if you're pregnant, what is the best way to keep your job? You think you're about to lose your job because you've recently told your employer that you're pregnant. Okay. We were talking about pregnancy with those pregnancy strips in the previous couple segments. How do you protect your job? Now, there is a Pregnancy Discrimination Act of 1978, which makes it illegal for employers to fire, demote, reassign, or refuse to hire a woman for being pregnant. Okay? However, what's been happening is you'll have cases dismissed, and there's a few cases dismissed, for example, where if it was dangerous for you to be, like, for example, there was one case where the woman was pregnant, but she was going to be around toxic chemicals, and the doctor said she has to avoid toxic chemicals. Well, there was no other place to put her, so they put her on leave. The pregnant woman sued, but the judge dropped the case. The pregnant employee-employer relationship has not been defined to the degree that it needs to, okay? Unfortunately, I think you have a lot of pregnant women that are losing their jobs unfairly, or you have a lot of jobs, employers, that are stuck, right? And they don't know what to do with the pregnant patient that can't work. And so, like, for example, I guess it was a Lord & Taylor saleswoman was repeatedly tardy. She claims it was due to morning sickness. Okay? Yet the court sided with the store. I guess the store didn't think it was morning sickness. So, you see, can you be fired as a pregnant patient for coming in late? You can. If you're coming in late because of morning sickness, can that save you your job? Apparently, in this particular case, no. They say a real estate company, this is according to jobs at AOL.com, a real estate company eliminated the position of a woman who was on maternity leave receiving treatment for postpartum depression. The firm said it was easier to lay off someone who wasn't there, and the court said that was okay. I don't get that. Norton Company placed a pregnant lab technician on unpaid leave because her work involved exposure to toxic chemicals. The court dismissed her lawsuit. She had sued for that. So you see, that's another thing too. From an employer standpoint, if you are going to be liable for forcing a pregnant patient to work near chemicals, it's your duty to keep them away from the chemicals. Now, what if that person cannot fill another job? Okay, now, I mean, usually I'm on the side of the pregnant woman because I understand morning sickness, I understand coming late, I understand not feeling well. I had two very rough pregnancies, all right? But I also have to be devil's advocate and look at it from an employer standpoint. Okay, if you don't have another position, making up a pseudo position just to give a person their job is really nice, and it's a phenomenal thing to do, but it's not always required. Now, they're trying to say pregnancy should be included in the Americans with Disabilities Act, for example, Americans with Disabilities Act, where you need to come up with some accommodations, okay? Well, I mean, you should. You should have bathroom breaks. You should have easy bathroom breaks. You should have handicap parking. You should have, but to come up with another position could be very, very difficult financially, because then what you have to do is you have to replace a pregnant patient with somebody who could work with the chemicals. So what a lot of employers are doing is they are laying off or unfortunately firing, which it stinks, that person, so that they could have, you know, what I think may be a good idea is, if we're spending all this money already, government money, why don't we have a fund of temp workers? And these temp workers will be provided by the government while the pregnant patient is on paid leave, and the temp workers can work that job and then leave when the patient can come back. Why don't we put our government dollars to better use? No, you don't like that idea? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down to the little
white church. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 107 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.